Okay, so now inshallah we'll start the second class of teaching the Arabic. And I want one of you to tell me what was the name of the letters which we learned in the first class.
One-way connection.
MashaAllah, can you just... Okay. One-way connectors. One-way connectors. Okay, how many are the one-way connectors which we learned last week? Yes, how many you learn? You learn five, yes. This, who knows these letters and can come and write it to me? Okay, please come and write for me the five letters, one-way connectors, which we learned last week. The letter and how you pronounce it.
Okay.
What is this?
Ah.
Very good.
Da.
Excellent.
Ba.
Excellent.
Sis. Ra.
Very good.
Za.
This is excellent. MashaAllah. You see? From she learned it in half an hour. MashaAllah. You learn five, you know, letters of the Arabic language, which is around fifth of the language. 1/5 of the Arabic language. These five letters. MashaAllah. This is excellent. So now I will revise it with you again, sister, so that whoever is having anything not clear, we will learn it again. This is the first one-way connector, is the letter A. Again, these letters are called one-way connectors because they will have the connection only from the right side, as we clarified. And these letters are basically A, Da, Za, Ra, Za, and today we will learn the letter Wa. Okay? So, number one, they are one family because they are connected only from the right side. Number two, we will divide again into subfamilies. Okay? The first letter which has a family by itself is the letter A. And its name is Alif. And if you want to remember how to pronounce it, it is like the letter A in Abel. A. I want you to repeat with me, A.
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 Make your mouth very big. A.
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 Okay. Then we have two letters which are one family and they are called Da and Za. Okay. So I want you to say Da.
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 Like the letter D from door. Okay, so again, I want you to say it three times. Da.
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 Okay, and then we have the other member of the same family, which is similar to the first one. Why they are one family? Because we write it the same way, but one of them is having an addition of the dot. Okay, the first member of the family is the letter Da, and the other member of the family is the letter Za. Okay, Za.
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 Okay, alhamdulillah. Now we will have the other member, two of another family, which are the letter Ra and the letter Za. What is the difference between these two, Ra and Za and Dal, Da and Za? The difference is how we write them. Okay, the Da and the Za are both above the line. This is the line. Okay, and you write both of them above the line. But the letter Ra and Za, you write half of it above the line, half of it like the curve below the line. Half above the line, half curve above the line, the other half of the curve below the line. So now, alhamdulillah, you learn A, Da, Za, Ra, Za. I want you to say it with me five times, one by one. Again. Quickly. Again. Again. Okay, who will be able to read for me these words? And when you read it, please, I will show you how we will read it. You will tell me this is da. Okay, if we will read a word and you are at the beginning, we will divide the word. We will write it, okay? We will write it da plus a plus ra. You will analyze the word into three letters and you will pronounce every letter separate. Da, a, ra. will collect it together. Dar. Okay, so again, what is this letter?
Ra.
What is this letter?
Ra.
What is this letter?
Ra.
So if we will get it together, it will be Dar. Okay, Dar. Very good. Now, who will read for me this one? Okay. How I want to read it, and I am a beginner, first I have to analyze it. It will be the plus a plus the. So I will tell to myself, this is the, this is the a, and this is the. It will be the. Okay, who will read this word now? Again, the. Not. You see, now how you will read it, this one is the, and this is the, whenever you read, sisters, whenever, because this sometimes by time becomes a problem, the letter A, try to give the letter A, you know, the space in your mouth, the, again, yes, three times,
the.
You know, by time, most of the non-Arabic speaking, you just say the. The. No, this is wrong. The. Five times, sister. The. Again. 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 Okay. Now, who will read for me this word? Again, if you want to read it, if you want to read it, you will analyze it. It will be Ra plus the plus the. Now, inshallah, today I will give you homework. In this homework, I want you to do like this, sisters. I want you to make the words, to analyze it like this, so that, inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so that, inshallah, you will get the habit, you know, to divide the word and to analyze it like this. You know, the most important in learning Arabic is to be systematic in the learning, so that your mind will have like a computer. Whenever you will read any Arabic word, immediately your mind will analyze the letters. Arabic language is equal to knowing the letters. If you know the letters, you will, inshallah, read the Arabic very simply. If you are confused about the letters from the beginning, you will never read Arabic. So the most important is to put all your effort to be clear about the letters. When you will see letters like this, which I am writing in front of you, tell to yourself immediately, I want to know the letters. This is the letter. At the beginning, if you are still not clear, tell to yourself, this is equal to the letter da. This is equal to the letter za. This is equal to the letter a, ra. So how I can pronounce this? It will be da-za-ra. Da-za-ra. You know, this is, you are, but if you want to read the Arabic quickly, sisters, you must have this inside your mind. So all the time you tell dah di, dah di, dah di, dah di, then you get rid of the G. Okay? Dah di, dah di. So that when you see the letter dah, immediately it will come to your mind that this is dah, dah. This is from the letter G. When you see this one with the dot, immediately zah. The most important, again and again, reading the Arabic is not the problem. The problem is that, suppose I write for you a letter like this after 6 months and you learn everything, then you forget the name of this letter, how to pronounce it. All the effort will be equal to zero. Why? Because at the time when you learn the letters at the beginning, take your time with the letters again and again, so that you must know when immediately I write for you like this, you say ra. When I write the, but I want you not to have the English, just repeat, keep on repetition until it is clear in your mind, okay? So, and because of that, actually, you know, I want you, as we did last week, now we will try it again. Now, every one of you, I want you to write the letter A in your notebook, and while you are writing it, say, keep on now, sister. Write, and I will listen, and I will see. And pronounce loudly. Yalla, keep on. No, again. And I want you, just a minute, again. I want to, sister, just a minute. Start from the right side. From the right side, not from the left side, because this is not English. From the right side. Yes, no, she's doing it from the English. From the right side, go ahead. From the right side, okay? Where is the right?
This is the right.
Yes, so you have to start from here. Yes, okay, again. Okay, and keep on saying, sister, you are not losing anything, you are rewarded. Because you are learning the R, keep on. Because this letter is always forgotten by time. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now I want you to write dah, 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 dah. Yeah, keep on. Dah, dah. Alhamdulillah. Make your tongue a curve. Like the curve, you are writing a curve and make the curve. Ra, 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 ra. Where is the ra? Ra. From the right. Ra. Good. Ra. 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 Okay, very good. What is the next letter now? The. Okay, keep on writing and pronouncing. The. 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 Okay. Okay. Keep on, because I will give you the next letter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. خلاص sister, جزاكم الله خير. Please don't talk. Okay, now we will learn the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We learn the five. Now we will. So long the goal is to recite the Quran. I want you to know that this stick, which is the letter A, is equal to A apple. This, the second one, which is half a stick straight, half a stick on the line, is equal to the letter D in door. The door. The door. The for like the TH in then. How to pronounce? The most important number one is how to pronounce. Then we are learning writing, because writing and repetition of writing will help you to know how to pronounce. Again and again, the most important for the one looking to learn the Quran is to know how to recite and read the Arabic letters. Okay? Not to memorize the Arabic language basic, rules. Okay? So, now number one, again, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Who will read this one? And please come and analyze. Please, you come and analyze. Again, I need to record this. Okay, it happens with other sisters whom they try to learn the Arabic and they keep the English. They will never be able to read the Arabic. Why? Because they were all the time translating. Okay, and they learn it many times and they fail to read, the Quran. So, for the sake of Allah, from now, you are having two letters per week. So what is the problem? While you are cooking, say wa 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 da 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 wa da wa da. That's it. Hello, this is the Arabic language. Don't get any of these English letters, okay? So that inshallah we can read. Again, you are beginning. Just mention, how to, this is wa, okay? I am pronouncing it like the wa, but I wa da wa da. That's it. Okay. Last week we didn't have word wa. Didn't finish the list of vocabulary. Today we have the letter wa. So I will be able to finish with you the rest of the vocabulary words one by one. So now the next one, I will write for you all of them and then we will read it one by one. This is wadda, this is aw, this is wa, radda, wad. Okay. Now let us read one by one. Very good. Well, I want you, sisters, again and again. Just the letter. Where? There. One by one. Where? There. What is this? What is this? No. Letter by letter. Don't make words. Where? What is this? What is this? No. Letter by letter. Ra. There. There. Okay. What is this? What is this? Excellent. Again.
Wa da a wa wa da 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 wa ha da.
She again.
Wa da.
Okay, keep on.
A wa wa ra da da.
Okay.
Wa ha da.
Okay, now. Now I will give you another group, just a minute, and I want you to follow the same. This is how you can read the Arabic. Every letter separate. What is this?
Ra, a, wa, da. Ra, a, ra. Ra, a, da.
Again.
Ra, a, wa, da. Ra, a, ra. Ra.
Very good. Now I want you to open with me again the homework page. Okay, the homework. We will read all the words in the homework together so that inshallah this means that all the letters are clear in your mind so that next week inshallah I will prepare for you a test for the one way for next. Yes, so that inshallah you will move quickly. So now let us read together this homework words together one by one. Please look to your book. Okay, and I will tell you the first word and you read with me inshallah. Okay, we'll start with the first word. I want all of us together, okay, to say just the letter. One by one. For example, da, a, ra, ra,
a, da,
a, the, da,
a,
da,
the,
the,
a, da,
da,
a, the.
A-ra-za.
Za-a-ra.
Ra-a-da.
Wa-a-da.
Wa-ra-da.
A-wa-da.
Za-a.
Za-a.
Wa-a.
Ra-a.
Za-a.
Wa-za.
Wa-da. Again, this is the excellent way to read the Arabic way. Again, da,
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 ra,
ra,
a, da,
a, da.
All of us, every one of you, I want to see you reading, please. Okay, now we are in the word number 3. Even if you know, you must practice. Okay, word, the third word. A, da, da. A, da, da. Da, a, da. Da, a, da. A, ra, da. Da, a, ra. Ra, a, da. Wa, a, da. Wa, ra, da. Awada, zaa, daa, waa, raa, zaa, wara, waza, wada, daara. Okay, sister, I want to clarify to you that you were already reading the Arabic. You see, this is how you are reading. Alhamdulillah. Now you are reading the Arabic. Let us repeat it for the third time because the most important for me now is that when you see the letter, you pronounce it correctly immediately so that I will give you more complicated words. Okay, so let us read it for the third time.
Da-a-ra. Ra-a-da. A-da-da. A-da-da. Da a da, da a da, a ra za, za a ra, ra da da, wa a da, wa ra da, a
in the language are two vowels. There is short vowels and long vowels. What is the meaning of short and long? I will clarify it to you, inshallah, gradually. Now I will start with the short vowels. The short vowels in the Arabic language basically are four. So I want you always to be systematic, you know, in your when you learn anything, be systematic. You tell to yourself, today we have the vowels. There are short and there are long. The short are four. Alhamdulillah. So now it is clear for me. What are the short Arabic vowels? The short Arabic vowels are, you know, signs. It is a sign. Vowels are signs. The short vowels are equal to signs, which you put it either above or below the letter. So the vowels are not letters. The short ones are signs. The short vowels are signs. Okay, so I want you to have this rule clear. Okay, what is the rule? I want you here to write here short vowels equal to signs. So that, you know, this will make for you a difference from the long vowels. So when I tell you, sisters, what do you know about the short vowels? You tell me, Sister Mona, they are signs, a sign. Which I put it either above the letter, for example, or below the letter. Okay? So you will tell me what are the signs, I will show you the signs. For example, we will take a letter, simple letter, which is letter D. This is D, it is the same, it is the same, it is the same. So now I will show you how to put the vowels. Before knowing about the vowels, the importance of the vowels is related to the Quran. You can't read the Quran without the vowels. You can read any Arabic book without the vowels, except the Quran. Why? Because the vowels clarify the meaning. And I will clarify to you all of this now. So first, let us know about the vowels. I told you what are the short vowels. I told you the short vowels are signs. Which we put it? Either above or below the letter. Okay? So again, what are the short vowels? The short vowels are signs. They are four. Three of them, we put it above the letters. One of them, we put it below the letters. Okay, so now, alhamdulillah, three of the letters, one above the letters, one below the letters. Now you will tell me, can you tell us more about it? I tell you yes. The first one, which we put it above the letter, okay, this one is called fatha. Okay, fatha. What is the name of this one? Please say it five times. Again. Keep on. This fatha is equal to the letter A. As if I put a letter small a. As if I put a small a above the letter. So now, when I see the letter D, which I know it before without anything, now there is an addition. What is this addition? Addition, it is, just a minute, the addition is a sign above it. How this sign look? It look like a small stick. Okay, this sign is again, sisters, I am trying to get for you a link between each everything in the Arabic. When I learned in the class number one about the one-way connectors, I learned the letter A, which is like a stick, and it was equal to the letter A. Now again, I have a stick, so it will be equal also to the letter A, small a. This is how you can connect everything in your mind. The stick is always in my mind equal to the letter A. So now, this is the letter A. Okay, A. When I come here, I look here. I tell to myself, this is letter D. What is this? This is a stick. Okay, stick is a stick and it is a sign. It is not a letter. It is a sign. So it is equal to a small a. So now when I tell you, sister, please read for me this letter now. You will tell me, Sister Mona, this is D. I told you, no, this is D. Because now this is equal to D plus small a. So it will be there. just small A, not big one, small one, de. So now I want all of you to say de and to write for me the de, the letter de with the stick, and you keep on saying de, not de, 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 small A. Why small? Because they are the short vowels. These are the short. I make my mouth to, I open it in a short way. Okay, not in a big one. Okay, so how I make it? I make it there. There. From the right side. Sisters, you are again writing from the left side. This is the right side. This even. Please write from the right side. Where is your right hand? Here is the right hand.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yes. No, but always starts from here. You will never... Always starts from the beginning from here. This is how you learn the Arabic. If you don't want, no problem. Right? Wherever
no,
I want you to write here. All of you, I want you... This is the day. Mm-hmm. From where you start. Okay, you see? Okay, from here. When you start from the right side. Where is the right side? Very good. Again, keep on. No, you didn't write the day. No, I want you to write like this. Keep on. Okay. And to say it loudly, sisters. There. 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 Loudly. There. There. Yes, but I want you to start from here. From the right side. Immediately from the right side. This is not the right. The right from here. There from here. Yeah, sisters, again, please, for every one of you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, for every one of you, I noticed that when you write, you write here. Okay? If you want to know how to write the Arabic, you must start from here. This is the line, I start from here. Next line, I start from here. Third line, this is how the Arabic language, so that when you read the Quran, you will be able to read it like this. Okay, so please, when you start writing from here. Keep on like this, okay? Again and again, da.
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 Da. Okay, so who will read for me this one now? Look to my mouth again, because otherwise you will have a problem with the long way connect. Just I open it a little bit. All of you sisters. All of you together. Okay. What is this? What is this letter? The. La, not like this. This is wrong. Rahman Rahim, the second short vowel is called the Dhamma. Okay? It is called Dhamma. In Arabic, it is called the Dhamma. Okay? What is the meaning of Dhamma so that you realize the meaning? The meaning of Dhamma is that, you know, you make your mouth like a circle. You close your mouth. Dhamma, in Arabic, when you say to anyone, you have to make Dhamma, is to do like this. Dhamma. Okay, so it is called the Dhamma. When I look to this letter, what to this sign, now it is a sign. When I look to this sign, I remember the letter waw. How I pronounce the waw? This is a small woo. So when I look here, I tell to myself, this is the letter da. And now I have like a small wa, so it will be equal to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here, in order to make it easy for you, it will be equal to the letter U. How you pronounce U. U. So when I read this one, it will be do. Do. So when I see this Dhamma, I put the letter U. So I say do. Do. So please now write the letter D with a Dhamma and say do. 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 Del with a Dhamma do. Del, I want you sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to say del, del with Dhamma do. So that it will be inside your mind. Del with a Dhamma do. 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 There with a Dhamma do. There with a Dhamma do. there with a dhamma do. From the right to left. There with a very good. There with a dhamma do. There with a dhamma do. Del, like this. Del, big del, small dhamma. Big del,
right.
Small.
Okay.
Keep on. And recite it, sister. Do, 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 do. Alhamdulillah. Now we will move to the third short vowel. Alhamdulillah. The short, the third one is like a small circle, which means nothing. This is the sukoon. Sukoon, what is sukoon in Arabic? Okay? When I tell you, sister, shh, this is sukoon. Shh. Thumbed. Okay? So sukoon, when I see this circle, I tell to myself as if it is not there. So it will be just dah. It will be the dah. There is no do, there is no there. When I see this one, I say there. When I see this one, I say do. When I see the sukoon, I say as if the letter da is only da. Nothing. Sukoon is nothing. No sound. No sound. Okay? Now, inshallah, we will read immediately from the Quran and I will clarify to you the difference. So, alhamdulillah, now we are about to finish the short vowel. I want to clarify to you the vowels are one of the difficult classes in Arabic. Alhamdulillah, we are going with it very easy. So, I want you to keep following with me. Now, we have the letter there. When it has this small stick above it, I tell to myself this is equal to the letter A. Accordingly, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it will be there. When I have the same letter and I see this small rounded dhamma above it, I tell to myself this is equal to the letter U. I want you to write in your notebook as if as I am writing, because this is the summary of everything, so that inshallah at home I want you to write like this 20 times. 20 times. You write there, and it has a fatha above it, and you write it is equal to the letter A. And you write the there, and it has a dhamma above it, and it's equal to the letter U. And you have the there, and it has the sukoon above it, and it is, you know, the sukoon, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as if there is nothing. Okay, just leave the sukoon, equal to zero. This sukoon is equal to zero. Okay, so now, alhamdulillah, regarding the short vowels, okay, you write like this short vowels, tusawis equal to signs, okay. Now, alhamdulillah, I have three above the line. Now, I have the fourth one below the line. This is the deh, then I put another stick below the line. Whatever is below the line in Arabic, it means that I will move my tongue down. I will move, how I will move my tongue down? I will say D. Because when the sign was up, I say there. When the sign is down, I say D. So now, what is the fourth short vowel? The fourth short vowel is the kasra. What is the meaning of kasra? Means kasra is to take the thing down. Okay? So, when I will see a stick below the there, I will tell to myself, this is below, since it is below, I must take my mouth down. Because it is below, it is taking the D down. Okay, this is how you try to keep everything clear in your mind. So when I see this one down, I will say D. So again, now we will revise. These are the short vowels. Alhamdulillah, we finished the four of them. What are the short vowels in the Arabic language? They are four signs. Three of them above the letter, one of them below the letter. Okay? What are these three? You can start with the most simple. The sukoon. What is the sukoon? Small circle equal to zero. Again, what is the sukoon? Small circle equal to zero. Nothing. Small circle equal to zero. Alhamdulillah. Then I have another two. A stick above the letter. Since it is above the letter and a stick, it is equal to the letter A. So I will pronounce it da. Again, all of us, da. Five times, da. 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 There. Okay. When I will see the second one, which is the Dhamma, you don't want to know the name, no problem. When you look, you tell to yourself this, remind me with the letter Wow. O, U. So it will be Do. All of us together, do. Keep on, sisters, do. All of us, do. 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 Wake up. Do. 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 Then I see the one with the kasra below. I tell to myself, stick. Down, this is a stick. It is down, it means that I have to take the letter del. Down, I will pronounce it G. You see, as if this is the kasra, I will make my mouth like the kasra. G. G. So, again, to make it more easy, when I see the stick above, this means that I will make my mouth to move above, up. So it will be there. When I see the stick down, this means that I will take my mouth down. D. When I see the circle, I will make my mouth like a circle. Do. When I see the zero, I will not make anything. So now we will revise it in a more simple way. For example, I have the letter Ra. Okay, and I have the letter Ra, okay, once with a stick up, once with a stick down, once with a circle, and once with a spoon. Okay, so now I want to pronounce the letter Ra with the four short vowels. When I will see the letter Ra and it has a stick above it, I will move my tongue up. It will be Ra. All of us together, Ra. Again, Ra. 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 Very good. When I see the stick down, I will move the Ra down. It will be Ri. 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 All of us together?
Ri.
Again?
Ri.
Alhamdulillah. When I will see the when I see a circle, the Wow above it, this means that I have to make my mouth Ru. 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 The sukun is equal to nothing. So this means that with the short vowels, I will move my tongue in three directions. With any letter in the Quran must have one of these. It must have. This is the Quran. Now we will open the Quran. Either I will say Ra, Ri, Ru. Ra, Ri, Ru. Again, sisters?
Ra, Ri, Ru.
Okay, so I want you now to open page number 9 and we will read page number 9 together, because inshallah with word number page number 9, this means that alhamdulillah you can read the short vowels. Okay, so now let us read it together. You see, I put for you the English so that you know you are at the beginning. Okay, but gradually try to get rid of the English. I keep it for you so that it will help you to read. So now I want you, for the sake of Allah, put your hand on the English part. Okay, on the English part. And let us read it together without the English part. So that you try to feel you realize it or not yet. Okay, page number 9. We will start with the first column from up to down. From let us go, let us move like this. So that you will have the, do, di, ra, ru, ri. Okay, this is the way for the Arab. So the first one is the. No, I want you, sister, please look to me. It is the. There is an a. Don't miss the a. It is the. The. Do.
Do.
Di.
Di.
Da.
Da.
The,
the,
zu,
zu,
zi,
zi,
the,
the,
ra,
ra,
ru,
ru,
ri,
ri,
ra,
ra,
the,
the,
zu,
zu,
zi,
zi,
the,
the,
wa,
wa,
wu,
wu,
wi,
wi,
wa. Okay, I will check with some of the sisters. Can you read the first line?
Da.
Okay, keep on.
Da.
Huh?
Do.
Mm?
Di.
Mm?
Da.
Very good. Now I want you to follow with me. Please don't speak in between. Because Allah is writing every word for all of us. We can't be in the masjid and keep on talking in between. This means that we don't believe that Allah is hearing every word. If we believe that Allah is hearing every word, we will never talk at all in the masjid. I am not important at all. The most important is to the respect that we promise that we will not talk out of the class. So that, sisters, I want to finish immediately. Okay? So now please say after me,
the,
do,
ji,
the,
ze,
zu,
zi,
ze,
ra,
ru,
ri,
ra,
ze,
zu,
zi,
ze,
wa,
wu,
wi,
wa.
Again,
the,
do,
ji,
the,
ze,
zu,
zi,
ze,
ra,
ru,
ri, ra,
ze,
zu,
zi,
ze,
wa,
wu,
wi,
wa. Now I will read with you these words which are the homework. Now the homework again to be written 3 times. Or if you can write it, yes, the second part of the page, the lower part of the page. If you can write the whole page 3 times, this will be the best. So that you write the practice and then immediately you start writing what you learn. Now I will read with you, inshallah, every word. I want you to try to read it with me silent. Okay? Try to check yourself. It is clear for you or not. If it is not clear, revise the first part of the page first and then you will be able, inshallah, to read the second half very easily. So I will read it for you and try every one of you to read with me, that look to the page, one word by one word, the second half. Dear sister, I will start to read from here, from where. I will pronounce one letter by one letter. I don't want you to read the complete word now. Just pronounce every letter correctly. Okay? So if you look, if you want even to look here, it will be wa. Please repeat after me, wa.
Wa.
Ra.
Ra.
Da.
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 Ra.
Ra.
Za.
Za.
Zi.
Zi.
Ri.
Ri.
Zi.
Zi.
Ra.
Ra.
Wa.
Wa.
Da.
Da.
Za.
Za.
Da.
Da.
Ra.
Ra.
Zu.
Zu.
Ru.
Ru.
Zu.
Zu.
Za.
Za.
Da.
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 Zi.
Zi.
Ra.
Ra.
Da.
Da.
Ru.
Ru.
Zu.
Zu.
Du.
Du.
Wi.
Wi.
Za.
Za.
Ru.
Ru.
Ri.
Ri.
Ra.
Ra.
Du.
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 Ri.
Ri.
Zi.
Zi.
Again. Wa.
Wa.
Ra.
Ra.
Da.
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 Ra.
Ra.
Za.
Za.
Zi.
Zi.
Ri.
Ri.
Zi.
Zi.
Ra.
Ra.
Wa.
Wa.
Da.
Da.
Za.
Za.
Da.
Da.
Ra.
Ra.
Zu.
Zu.
Ru.
Ru.
Zu.
Zu.
Ze.
Ze.
De.
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 Zi.
Zi.
Ra.
Ra.
De.
De.
Ru.
Ru.
Zu.
Zu.
Du.
Du.
Wi.
Wi.
Ze.
Ze.
Ru.
Ru.
Ri.
Ri.
Ra.
Ra.
Du.
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 Ri.
Ri.
Zi. Most praise to Allah. Now you have 2 classes. With these 2 classes, inshallah, because of the time, next week, inshallah, as soon as we start, I will get for you words from the Quran. Inshallah, you will be able to read it within 2 weeks, inshallah. The most important is, again and again, the homework. Is that you get this page and you say to yourself, da du ji da ra ri ru ra da di du, like this, like, keep on until, because your tongue is not Arabic tongue. This is the problem. Your tongue is English tongue. Still, while you are in the class, you are practicing with together. But when you will be alone, sometimes you will feel it difficult for your tongue. Okay, open the recorder. Okay, open the website and get the link. Okay, and keep it on. Even if you are cooking in the kitchen, let it say, da du di da, ra ri ru ra, da di du da. This is the only way to pronounce the Arabic, inshallah. Very simply, it will be always in your ear. It will be always in your tongue. Then these words the same. As we read it now, keep on saying, wa ra da, da ra da, di. Every night, before you sleep, get the notebook, okay, so long as you still you can't read from the Quran, get this notebook which is your way to the Quran, and start to say, as I am doing, rah, wah, dah, rah, dah, 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 rah, rah, like this, inshallah. Try to make it every day. Try to pronounce every day. It is not important to write every day. The most important is to pronounce every day, so that your tongue, inshallah, gradually will be able to move according to the Arabic letters, not according to the English letters, inshallah. So again, to clarify the homework, this page is the homework, to be written 3 times, and I gave you another homework. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let me revise it with you again. What page, inshallah?
What page?
What page? The homework, which are these words, okay, so that you remember the rahwa 3 times. This is the simple one now. Now, alhamdulillah, you have a more, a complicated one, which is with the fatha dhamma kasr. So start with the simple one to revise the letters. Don't forget again and again the letters. Inshallah, next week, when you will start to pick up the words from the Quran, inshallah, you will feel that, alhamdulillah, you are progressing in an excellent way. Inshallah, it is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then up to your intention and effort to learn the Arabic language. In the Arabic language and in everything, it is not the teacher. It is your effort and your intention with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you so that inshallah you will feel the blessings of Allah very soon when you recite from the home. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, the controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husband and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the conclusion.
Amen.